Video: Florida business owners accused of dumping 1,500 toxic mothballs on beach to deter imperiled birds. By Amy Furr on August 9, 2026. A pair of business owners in St. Petersburg, Florida, are accused of using 1,500 mothballs to deter state-listed imperiled birds from nesting on St. Pete Beach, an area behind their businesses. The suspects were identified as Christopher Monroe, owner and manager of Chris's Beachside Bar, and Robert Zschd, owner of the Plaza Beach Hotel, Fox News reported Saturday. Monroe and Zschd were charged with illegal dumping, a third-degree felony, according to Pinellas County court records. They also were charged with the attempted take of a state-listed imperiled species by harassment, a misdemeanor, according to FWC officials, according to the report, which noted that the suspects, if convicted, could each face up to 5 years in prison, fines of up to $5,000 and up to 5 years of probation. Authorities began investigating in April when people visiting the area found mothballs on the beach, prompting officers with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, FWC, and volunteers with the Audubon Society to take action and clean up the mothballs. However, 500 more mothballs were found the following day in the area where the birds, which are called black skimmers, were trying to nest. Video footage shows people cleaning up the white pellets. The investigation led FWC officials to Monroe and Zschd, who allegedly planned to use the mothballs to keep the birds away from the spot out of fear of lost revenue. Environmental advocates labeled the incident a deliberate act of sabotage occurring just days before the birds were scheduled to arrive for their annual nesting. Mothballs contain volatile pesticides crafted exclusively for enclosed spaces, releasing dangerous toxic fumes when left exposed to open air, Fox 13 reported July 29. One of the suspects allegedly bought mothballs at Walmart the day before they appeared on the beach, and officials discovered text messages between the suspects discussing why they did not like the birds and their plans for the mothballs. The Fox report continued. "They're the worst birds," one of the men allegedly wrote in anticipation of nesting season. "The bird people will put up fence around the area, and then the beach people will not be able to get to and from because they will fence around that space." Cell phone tower data showed Monroe's phone was at the same location as Zschd's phone on both nights when the mothballs appeared on the beach, FWC officials said. None of the birds were harmed from the mothballs, according to WTSP. A WFLA reporter asked one of the suspects if he wanted to make a statement, to which he replied, "I did not do it, and I'm innocent. Simple as that. Watch." Per the WTSP report, the men bonded out of jail on Wednesday.